This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here, we are not worthy, Baltimore Celeb Fest 6. You know her as one half of the Mission, current Mission Pro Tag Team Champions. She is a former RCW Women's Champion. Please welcome to the show, Ms. Maddie Rynkowski. Thank you, Maddie, for making the time. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Who hosts her own show, which is amazing, Side Character Spotlight, because in this day and age, it's all about content. But aside from being an amazing wrestler, we love those side character spotlights. How did that come about? It was very cool.
So it actually started because obviously, like, Kylan King is, like, annoyingly everywhere. And so I would hear people, like, she announces herself as the motherfucking king. And I was like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
Like, what does that actually mean? And so I was like, I'm going to ask her. And I think it would be really funny to get that on video and see what her reaction would be. So that was initially what started the whole thing. But then I did, like, a couple people before just to, like, get a trial run, figure out how the camera and stuff works, etc. But then I did get to ask her. But that, Kylan, the motherfucking king, is what initially sparked that idea, because I just wanted to ask her and get her reaction.
I love Kylan, former guest of the show, and she's also collecting gold everywhere. Is that kind of a priority for you? Because we see a lot of that, especially on the independents at large, a lot of the Thanoses of the Northeast and the gold collecting. Is that, do you feel that that's important for you, or are you more about, like, the long-term stories or even just the matches?
I mean, gold is all right, but then you have to, like, carry it around and whatnot, and then these companies...
That's a fair point.
Yeah, and then companies are like, oh, you're my champion, and I'm like, no, I'm my own.
There you go. I get it, though.
But no, I think it's, like, storylines are cool. I think my favorite thing about, like, wrestling and having matches is, like, embarrassing my opponent. So as long as I get to embarrass them, show them that I'm superior, that's what I do.
Another day at the office for you. Maddie, I got to ask you this. I feel like you personally started this trend. What is the deal with the tiny microphones and people using the lapel mics? Like, that's the thing. Clearly, we are very old and outdated. But I feel like you started that. Yeah, started a little Bob Barker mic for you. How did that start?
I went on Amazon, and I was like, add to cart.
That, fair point. That's
what I did.
Question, yeah. I still feel like you're a trendsetter for that one. I got to talk to you. Warriors of Wrestling, I had the honor of calling your match against Danny Moe. Great match, by the way. Hopefully the commentary was okay. That being said, got to get your stuff in, right? You were showing up there for a title match against Jade. No Jade. You fought Danny Moe. How'd you feel about that match? Do you feel that you should be walking out of there with the Warriors of Wrestling Women's Championship that I believe changed hands last night?
100%. I feel like I prepared, I tape studied for that match. I was going to beat the bricks off of Jade and her little 18-year-old self, or however old she is. Hate children in wrestling. Hate it. I was going to beat the brakes off her, and then all of a sudden Danny Moe pulls up, like, I'm going to give you a match. Like, girl, I didn't ask for your charity case.
Wow.
And then also, how come they had that match without me? Like, why wasn't I a part of that one yesterday? Like, I should have had that title shot. And then they just were like, oh, hey, let's bring in Kylan. Let's bring in Danny.
Wow.
And let's bring in some other girl that I don't know of that apparently works at MCW and wasn't even there yesterday, but was on the poster, which was also trash because I wasn't on the poster for either day, MCW.
I'll talk to Bellini. I'll talk to Bellini. See what we could do. Maddie, not happy, Mr. Bellini. So
yeah.
We'll see what we can do there. I think there's a new champion over at Warriors. I do want to talk about this Baltimore Celeb Fest, shameless promo. Got to get the cliche questions in, right? Seeing these fans here, come and work with the fans, and Parker Kane, who's been so good to us. What's it like working shameless promo, Parker Kane, and meeting the fans here at Baltimore?
I mean, it's great. Baltimore's kind of gross. It's really cold. Yesterday we were in Hollywood, met this kid over here named Eddie. He tried to talk trash to me with his like whack dye hair job. It wasn't good.
Sorry, that was
like,
me.
The Baltimore fans are but it's all right.
They're gonna tag
me in posts and stuff, so I get to share that.
We're from Jersey. Jersey's all right, right?
No. Yeah.
Oh man, not even a little bit.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
That's
fair. It's not Texas.
That, you know what, that is fair.
Sean Ross Sapp, I got to mention this. He mentioned, and I quote here, I'm trying to do the journalism thing, right? There's a really great crop of unsigned women that are going to break out on TV. Totally not reading this. Over the next few years, Kylan King, Ashley D'Ambois, Mariah May Hine, Maddie Rankowski, Billy Starks, Jody Threat. What's it mean to you be on that list? Because you guys really are the future.
I mean, it was nice to see that. It was surprising, but like, I already knew that.
True.
And then it was pretty cool to, I think he like quote tweeted it or something. And then, Eric Bischoff was like, oh yeah, she's pretty cool or some shit like that. Oops.
You're allowed to.
No, you're allowed to.
I know you said that, and then I forgot, and then I remembered.
A lot of people putting you over, as they should.
Yes, as they should.
Cliche question number two, and you're killing it, NWA, Mission Pro, everywhere you're going. You know, you can do the politically correct answer. What are the goals moving forward? Because we've heard them all. You know, certain companies, traveling the world. Some people just want to open a school. What are your goals moving forward?
We already talked about not liking kids, so.
Oh, boy.
No. I definitely would like to travel, but again, I just want to continue embarrassing people and just showing my superiority in all senses of the form.
All right. Well, Maddie, we're all about to, thank you for the time. We're all about the shameless promo
thank you very much.
The BCB. Tell everyone, they already know. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch, all that good stuff.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all at Maddie_Renkowski, WRENKOWSKI. If you can spell it, you can find it. I also have my link tree and all the bios, so you can like buy me stuff off my Amazon wish list, book a cameo, just send me money. I accept free money. It's my favorite kind of money.
Fair enough, yeah.
That's it.
I think it's everybody's favorite kind of money, honestly.
Some
people like to work hard. I don't know why.
Huh?
she beat the system. Maddie, thank you for making the time. Bellini, number one contender right here.
Put her on the poster, damn it.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Maddie Rankowski. Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it.
Applause.
We out.